Yeah, that's correct. I prefaced the motion by just confirming my utter frustration with the department and the awaited remediation scheme for social housing. However, as you say, other buildings, other communities have brought to my attention their issues. And in Donegal education level, I'm aware that there are up to 16 schools who have been in touch with the department, made them aware that they had issues relating to defective block. And those 16 schools, in a letter of reply from the minister, she said that her officials, her emergency work scheme, have been engaged by each of the schools, and that they were in touch with these schools recently. And Donna Marie, when I checked up with the principal in relation to visits, I have one such school with DCB issues, had a last visit in June of last year, nothing prior to Christmas, and as of last Friday and the end of another term, nothing. So schools, public buildings, crèches, community buildings and farm outhouses are all issues to be addressed.
And now the council can only do so much in terms of that, in a sense that they can, you know, write to the different departments, urge them to come together. But you also said that there is something that the council can control, and that's having a contingency plan in place, because Carndonagh Public Services Centre is also caught up in this.
Yeah, well, forewarned should be forearmed, and you're right. All councillors have rode in with motions supporting houses, homeowners. And here we have a community building with the library involved. We have significant evidence visually of rampant DCB issues. And what I'm looking for, and I addressed to John McLaughlin, let's have a contingency plan. Let's have a plan where we look after the safety of our staff, the safety of our visitors, and yet when required works come on board, that we have another alternative location where business can go on as usual in the North and Isshon area.
Councillor, how is it, you know, in the chamber for people to maybe get an understanding of, you know, these motions that there's been countless ones very similar to yours as well. And it often feels like, you know, you're saying it and the letters are being written, but not a lot of results are coming back. Even just as you said, they're about that school, like they haven't heard anything now since the June time.
Well, what I've just shared with you in relation to the issue with the schools, and I commenced this talk with about the social houses and the remediation scheme, where we have over 80 houses vacant and unused because of the safety concerns for the individuals involved. Yes, it sometimes seems that we're sending the message, but we don't know if it's been heard. And this is where I often address the members across from Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael. You have an ear additional to the rest of us, and this message should be pounded, and we should be seeing results based as well on the lobbying that you carry out on behalf of constituents.
And finally, Councillor, the plans to have a contingency plan in place for Carndonagh PSC, was that taken on board, or did they say it was something that they would look into?
Absolutely. It was addressed towards John McLaughlin, Chief Executive, and it was responded to Michael McGarvey that he would be in touch with personnel currently based in the Carndonagh Public Service Office, and that we'll be looking at this matter, and I'm just going to watch that progress, hopefully.
Okay.